You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, the podcast. As we are casting along and we are sipping on life, I'm so grateful to have you here today. And today, this is what we're talking about. It's not you, it's me. I know. You've either heard those words, yikes, or you've actually had to say those words, or you did say those words. Maybe you didn't have to, but you did. I don't know. But nobody likes to hear that. It's not you, it's me. That's rough. I've heard that. I've said it. You know, it's just rough. But today, thank God, we're not going to talk necessarily about that kind of a story. Today's soul story goes a little something like this. I want you to think about where in your life you're not being you, okay? So keep that in mind. It's not you. What's not you? Be thinking about that. So today's sacred soul story comes from my dear Stella, my little rescue Yorkie. I got her, New York City. I got her in New York City. And she had actually been born and raised up until that point in her life, a couple years, in Tennessee. And she was born into a hoarding house. Yep, I know. Intense. I say intense because for so long, this dog was so traumatized. But anyway, so she decided, hey, I'm out of here. I'm going to the Big Apple. I'm done with the hoarding. I'm going to the big city. And her along with, along with 28 other little dogs, came to New York City. And they were all Yorkies, all precious. She's amazing. So she's an amazing little dog. And I think all of us think that about, you know, our animals. But there's something different about a rescue, you know, a rescue animal, a rescue pet. I don't know. I've had several dogs in my life, but never had a rescue before this one. And let me tell you, she's so grateful. Like this little girl, all she wants to do is be with us. And she wants to be by me. In fact, she's here with me right now. Yep, she's in the drawer right next to me. And she's hanging out while I podcast because she loves being in here with me. Anyway, so we came home because we had left the house, came back. And all of a sudden I hear Pablo say, Stella, what have you done? And I see little Stella come around the corner and she's got her head down and she's walking real, real slowly, real cautiously, real scared. And I can tell just by looking at her. And he said she was already doing that, you know, even before he said, you know, Stella, what have you done? And so I knew she had done something and I'd never seen her quite like that before. So it was like I sensed she had done something she had never done before. Well, sure enough, come around the corner, and here she had gotten into a bag of garbage. And we had meant to take the trash out, but we had forgotten it in the kitchen. It was a plastic bag on the floor, and it had some leftover, you know, food scraps in it. And she had ripped into the bag, and, like, there was stuff all over the floor. She has never done that before. Never, never, ever. And so we were upset with her, of course. And so I went and picked her up. And then I explained to her, you know, you can't do that. And I just said, no, don't do that. And then Pablo and I were talking. He's like, I can't believe she did that. And I said, but, you know, when you really think about it, she's a dog. I mean, she was doing what dogs do, right? I don't care what dog you are. If you're in a home and you smell food in a bag, and it's right there, you're going into it. I mean, she's just being a dog. I was like, we can't blame her, shame her, you know, get upset at her for being a dog. Let's not forget she is a dog. So what does this have to do with you, my dear? What does this have to do with me? It's not you, it's me. I want you to think about what's not you and where in your life are you trying to be something that you're not? Yes, You are a Stella, and you're trying to be not that dog. You know what I mean? You are trying to be some other animal. You are trying to be some other something. You are who you are. And yes, we're here on planet Earth to grow, to learn, to expand, to flow into our call and our purpose. But a dog is a dog. A fish is a fish. A human is a human. And a human like you is a human like you, my dear. And, you know, I'm not saying that this gives us license to be like, hey, that's just me, and use it as an excuse to not grow, not expand, not learn, not discover, you know, not acknowledge and confront certain things that we, you know, that we come across in our lives. But I'm beyond that. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the core essence of who you are, my dear. Are you so busy trying to be somebody, be something, do something, and you're not being you? You're already something. You're you. And, you know, we will know if we're doing this in our lives because we'll constantly like be, but you know, banging our heads against the wall and continually trying to knock down a door, trying to do something, trying to be something. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we come back around the mountain for the umpteenth time, and we're so frustrated with ourselves, or we're frustrated with the circumstances, instead of saying, you know what? Like, I'm a fish. I'm meant to swim. I'm not meant to run marathons. I'm not saying this literally, but you know what I'm saying? Like, a fish was meant to swim. And you know, a fish is not going to win a 5K. A fish is not going to win, you know, a car race. A fish is going to be a great swimmer. And that fish is going to do what it's designed to do. My question to you today is, are you doing and are you being by design? Are you doing what you are designed to do? Are you doing what you love to do? Are you being you? Or are you getting so frustrated with yourself, so frustrated with the world around you, your family, your work people, you know, all your coworkers, your family, your friends, everyone and everything, the circumstances of life, and being mad at life because things aren't working out for you. But it's because you're trying to play the role of someone that isn't you. Is that possible? I think we've all done this to some degree, you know? Even little Stella, we're expecting her to act not like a dog. It's like, stop. We have to stop and say, at the end of the day, as wonderful as this little girl is, she's a dog. And there are certain things that dogs do. And you know what? You are a precious soul. And there are certain things that you will do in your lifetime because it's you. Have you acknowledged yourself? Have you acknowledged your unique qualities? Have you celebrated, or have you tried so hard not to be you? Remember, my dear, it's not you. It's you. You must be you. You must be you. Become masterful at the art of being you. So please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's soul step is this, quite simply, write down, if you're doing anything right now in your life, and you'll know it, you know it. Are you doing anything in your life right now where you're like, this just is not me, and I'm forcing myself. Now, again, this isn't license not to learn and grow and be uncomfortable. But there's a difference between being uncomfortable and this feeling of forcing, having to push and make it happen. You know, you have that area in your life. And if you don't have that area in your life, I say congratulations. But look deeply. Be honest with yourself. Where in your life right now are you trying to force it and be something or someone that you're not? And then declare it for yourself today. You're giving yourself permission to be you. And my dear, what I'm saying right now is I'm giving you permission to be you. Acknowledge you, accept you, embrace you, celebrate you, and then allow you to grow and expand. And you know what? I'm truly giving you license to not only succeed right now, but I'm giving you license to love your life and your life's work well. I'm giving you permission to love your life and your life's work well. Will you do that for yourself today? Man, I can't wait to hear from you. I am so excited. This literally could be one of the biggest game changers in your life if you acknowledge it and stop fighting yourself so much, my dear. I'll look forward to hearing from you. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow. And I would love to see you over at womensippingonlife.com. Let me know what you're finding, what you're discovering, who you're becoming as you're being and becoming you, my dear, and no one else. All right. I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.